back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
It's spooky.
Spooky, spooky. And it's a Monday afternoon. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM out in Waukesha. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can also follow the stations on Facebook and Twitter at Devil Radio 927 and at WAUK Radio. But Brian,
yeah,
just to kind of put a bookend on our
please
our Foxconn. I think Kurt,
this book will never end. It's the never ending story. But please,
yeah,
go
Kurt,
ahead.
Kurt brings up an interesting point: the fact that the breach of contract and I have no idea if something like that would actually be able to be pursued, because, you know, even as this Foxconn shenanigans were unfolding in 2017 and 2018, they also just decided at the end of 2018 to strip away the powers of the Attorney General to, you know, go and be able to hold corporations accountable, like Foxconn, if they were to breach their contracts. So it's just it's a circle of self-owning that just continues and continues and continues, and that leads perfectly into our little palate cleanser for this Monday afternoon.
I'm going to give you that palate cleanser, but Governor Evers said it best to answer your question, Kurt.
We really don't know if I have the authority to do that.
Exactly.
We don't. We don't.
And to that end, and about self-owning, what was it we always say about if you have no actual principles, it's probably going to fall apart all over. I don't know, something like that. But
no
either
legs
way, they,
to stand on. Yeah,
no
yeah.
legs to stand on. No root to come back from. Maybe if you just stand up there and say a bunch of stuff to stay empowered, and that's really all you're thinking about, maybe you're not coming from the best place, and perhaps it's going to come back, and the Frankenstein's monster is going to come back and eat you. And this time, it's not only the form of Michael Gableman, although he is a monster in his own right. It's the monster of Sheriff David A. Clark.
Oh no, that is spooky.
And what's even spookier is I agree with a lot of the things that he has to say.
What?
Yeah. Let's hear from
All right, let's hear what the press release has.
This is from Rise Up from Sheriff Clark, and you know it's serious cuz Sheriff Clark wrote it. I recently authored it. I'm not going to do the voice cuz I
you gotta,
just
No, but I'm going to picture you in a cowboy hat. You know, that's what I'm going
to
do.
I'm the kind of guy who wears a Dallas Cowboys, you know, jersey on the plane back to Wisconsin after a Dallas Cowboys, you know, Packers thing. And I get mad at people who give me funny looks. So I just have them followed by my own sheriff's deputies because that's normal. Anyway, that's who's writing this letter. Okay. I recently authored a column in which I detailed the division within the Republican Party of Wisconsin, RPOW, from here on out. The division is between the party elites and the top of the grassroots at the top and the grassroots. I detailed some advice on how to close the gap, and it starts with party elites like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, and RPOW Chairman Paul Farrow, discontinuing their arrogant behavior of dictating to the base voters. In my experience, it appears that the RPOW in Madison has become more authoritarian and detached from voters. They are not welcoming of other people's viewpoints. They want to tell those with opposing views about what the direction of the conservative movement should be, shut up, sit down, and get in line. That dog won't hunt this time. I love it when they use that dog won't hunt. It's my favorite stupid phrase. Oh.
No, that wasn't in the piece. That was your commentary.
No, that's
piece,
me
correct?
Commenting. Okay. Yes, yeah. That dog won't hunt this time is where it ended, and then I laughed at him for saying that stupid phrase again. It has long been my view that a plurality of views should not be perceived as a threat to the establishment. I further believe that dissent is healthy in a democracy. It should be embraced, not shunned. I'm laughing because I agree with all of this. I have always promoted a clash of ideas. Everybody's voice should be heard. Then and only then will most people coalesce around an agreed-upon direction. Consensus occurs after an exchange of ideas, not before. This is glorious.
See, it's interesting because, you know, all these points that you're agreeing with Sheriff David A. Clark, former Sheriff David A. Clark, yeah. is you reach the same conclusions as him, but he's coming from a very, very different viewpoint.
I know.
On all of these issues than you, Brian.
That's why I'm laughing. I started Rise Up Wisconsin last summer as a nonprofit. The vision was to be a place where grassroots conservative individuals would have a voice and a seat at the table in Wisconsin state legislature. As I talked more and more people throughout the state, a growing frustration became apparent. The concerns of the grassroots individuals were being ignored by the RPOW party elites and leaders, so I listened and did something to help by starting Rise Up Wisconsin. I want to remind the RPOW officials in Madison of something. In a representative democracy, democracy is not sovereign. Political parties are not sovereign. We, the people, are sovereign. President Ronald Reagan reminded people of this in his farewell address in 1988 that we, the people, tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. He went on to say, we, the people, are the driver. The government is the car, and we decide where it should go and how fast. That might be old-fashioned for Voss, LeMahieu, and Farrow, but it isn't at the grassroots level. Oh, my. I further want to remind the Republican Party of Wisconsin that most people who vote Republican do not belong to the Republican Party. You need to be reminded that it is a privilege for you that they vote Republican. You should be more humble in receiving their vote. You take their donations, you help at their help at phone banks, they're knocking on doors at election time, and then you treat them like crap when after the votes are counted. Seriously, they are not required to vote Republican, and if you continue to kick sand in their faces, maybe they should reconsider their write-in opinions and voting for primary challengers against party force-fed incumbents as alternatives. That is funny, because if he actually talked to his own black community, he'd see that that works on the other side a lot as well.
Yeah, I would say that I guess a broken insurrectionist clock is still right twice a day, Brian, because that would be my comments on the comments from Sheriff David A. Clark.
He goes on to say about things like he's into the recount, man, but he doesn't think that they should recall the voters. They should just go and he wants to see. This is the funny part. Okay, Rise Up Wisconsin. We at Rise Up Wisconsin. He had a weird paragraph break. We at Rise Up Wisconsin to date have no dog in that fight. However, this group deserves to be heard. Nevertheless, the fraud will continue until people at the Wisconsin Election Commission and certain city and county clerks are perp walked out of their offices.
So that's what it comes
marched
back
to. Into a court
See,
of law
and
criminally
lose.
Indicted for violating Wisconsin
he
laws
made all
already.
Those excellent points about making sure that representative democracy is representative of the people's will, and then he lost me with the crazy Brian. He
you're
lost
not down
crazy.
For perp walking people at the Wisconsin Elections Commission who figured out who just made a recommendation
that just administered an election in the midst of a pandemic. Yeah, no, I'm not down for that. But folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on the podcast tab, go to Dueling Tangents. And Brian, we've got a number of headlines we're going to get to tomorrow at 2 p.m. because that's what time you and I join each other on the radio.
Same bat time, same bat channel. And folks, I wouldn't recommend slapping anybody at work today. Apparently that's not a good thing.
I can't get Brian because he's 70 miles away.
I'm sure you'll figure out a way.
It is pitchfork and torches time in America.
You serious, Clark?